At the Chicago Auto Show, there are several trends in new cars this year. The biggest one, safety. The new Volvo, for example, has a goal that by 2020, no one will be killed in a new Volvo.
What it's designed to do is, with a radar and camera, identify an object which could be, you know, a potential threat, give a forward, what we call a forward collision warning to the drivers. So that's telling them that there's some sort of action that's needed. So we have a row of red LEDs that will light up the windshield to get your attention to the road. If there's not enough evasive maneuvers that are done, the car will automatically apply the brakes. Most injuries in the United States occur because a car leaves a roadway. So the camera system develops essentially a digital wall along the edge of the road. It identifies the edge of the road. And if the car starts to veer towards that, it'll apply steering force to gently bring the car back onto the roadway.
So it'll right itself?
Yeah, it'll right itself, yes.
On the Nissan Rogue, the around view monitor and the emergency braking system are highlights.
When you're backing out of a parking spot, there's a 360-degree camera, so you can see all sides of the car as you're backing up, and it comes with moving object detection also. So there's an additional radar that will detect if somebody, a person or an animal or something, is walking behind you and you don't see it.
Is that new
this
year?
It will alert you. It's not new this year, but that is a technology that we're seeing in more and more of our vehicles. New this year on the Rogue is forward emergency braking with pedestrian detection. So if you're driving on the highway and the car in front of you stops abruptly and you don't see it, it will alert you that the car is stopping and then slam on the brakes for you to mitigate that collision.
On the Chevy Equinox, teen driver is standard, and also rear seat reminder.
A parent can set certain controls that do things like control the volume until the seatbelt is buckled. You can monitor speed, and it'll shoot out a report card so you can have, you know, a good conversation about, you know, safe driving habits. Then rear seat reminder, it's a function that works when you open the door to the rear seat, before you open the door to the front seat, if you're loading in groceries or, you know, a person, anything like that, the car will beep at you to remind you that there's something in the back seat. You know, in hot cars in the summer, you know, things get left behind, and we just want to, you know, do everything that we can to make sure people keep all of their passengers and belongings safe.
The car industry is a big deal for folks in Northwest Indiana. That's because the car industry is the second largest customer for Northwest Indiana Steel, behind construction. That's according to the Steel Market Development Institute, a trade group for steel giant Arsenal Mittal. Advanced high-strength steel for cars means more security for jobs for steel workers in Northwest Indiana.
You have a great future because the innovation in the industry will help the automakers continue to use steel, and that certainly secures jobs. And if you look at the fastest growing material on a vehicle, it's advanced high strength steel. So it has been growing and has exceeded industry forecasts for the last 3 years in a row. We're using more of the newer steels because they're more efficient to design them. So they're stronger, which makes it easier for the engineer to design the vehicle for its performance and its mass reduction.
So it's definitely in high need, yeah?
Oh, it's definitely in high need. It's replacing other steel. So the steels that were around in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, 70s has been replaced with these new grades of steel.
At the Chicago Auto Show, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.